why does this have to, I swear if this thing pours, that's where we're going to have a big ass problem. Okay, this will sound terrible. Shit, this episode's already starting very chaotic. Today we're doing a Q&A, but I thought, like, I talk all the time. Why not make things kind of different? So I decided to add some alcohol into the mix. I'm 18. I'm old enough to drink, legally at least. This episode has already started bad because it was already very difficult for me to set up my mic. And right when I started talking, the thingy just fell. So before we start the episode, let me give you guys a briefing on my relationship with alcohol. So I'm 18, I just turned 18. So before I turned 18, I did not drink alcohol, of course, because why would I do that? That's not good, and it's not a good image to set. But I have a very weird relationship with alcohol. I don't like it, first of all. And I don't know if I actually get drunk or not. Let me tell you why. So you know how people pretend like they're drunk when they're not actually drunk? I pretend, or I don't even know if I'm pretending, but I can't admit that I'm drunk. It's like, oh, why am I doing what other people would do? Like, obviously, you drink something that's supposed to make you get drunk, and you get my stomach is killing me, Jesus. Fuck, what's in this shit? Yeah, I think it's weak to get drunk off of something that's made to get you drunk, because you're doing what everybody else would do. You're doing something that's very expected of you. So I think it's lame to get drunk. So I'm always like, no, I'm not drunk. But whenever I take alcohol, I never get fun type of drunk. I don't know if I get drunk, but my head starts spinning, my stomach starts killing me, and I can't see anything. So I don't know if I get drunk. I never admit that I'm drunk. I'm always like, oh my god, my head is spinning. And then somebody's like, oh, you're drunk. And I'm like, no, I'm not drunk. Like, I just usually have headaches at this time. Has nothing to do with what I consumed. Just me and my body working this way. Anyways, so I heard that it takes 15 minutes for alcohol to work in your system. So I decided to drink. I didn't finish it though, because it's actually killing my stomach. But I would be taking sips occasionally throughout the episode. So I decided to drink like 10 minutes before. And I just have to say, setting up my thingy was not easy. I don't know why. Like, I don't believe I can get drunk. Like, that's, like, lame. Like, why would I get drunk? Like, no, I'm, like, strong. But I think I've done this twice. But twice, I've asked my Instagram thingy. My Instagram pose, like, question thingy. It's for you guys to ask me questions, because if you don't know this, you probably wouldn't know, because I have to tell you. This is, okay, not this though, because this episode may come in late, simply because I have many episodes that I want to upload before it, but I've been a podcast host for 2 years, and that's insane, that's wild. So in honor of 2 years, I decided to do a Q&A, but once again, I don't think there's anything that's like super interesting about me that I would like to share and make it a full-on episode, you get? Like, I feel like everything that there is to know about me that I would like to share with people, I've already said it in one episode or the other. So I just don't think a Q&A, you know, will make any sense, because just doesn't make sense to me, like when it comes to like personal questions. But this time I just told you guys to ask very, very random questions, like anything. It doesn't even have to be about me. Honestly, most of them are not even about me. Could be about topics, could be about my opinions on shit, and I'm going to answer them to you while I have consumed alcohol. I don't know if I'm drunk. I can't really say if I'm drunk, because I don't think I know what it is like to be drunk, but I do have alcohol in my system, and I'm still going to be drinking more as I'm going. If I end up falling asleep and not saving the episode, that will be very, very interesting. But I think I have like 20 something questions, and let's just see where we can go from here. The intro is getting too long, but Luki, I'm waiting for the alcohol to hit. Like, well, you get. Because I drank it like 10 minutes before recording. So now it's like 5 minutes in. So that's 15 minutes. That's the time that I need for it to sit in my system. And I'm going to take like 5 more sips. Then we're going to get into the questions. Fuck. How do you guys enjoy this? Yeah, I'm one of those people that are like, oh my God, how do you guys do this? Like, alcohol is like so not nice. As if somebody that's like drinking 24/7 isn't sometimes happier than I am, because I get to face life without anything in my system. Okay, one more sip, then we'll start. I'm almost done with the can. Ah, good. This is not nice. What the hell? So let's get into the questions. Now that I'm thinking about it, was this really a good idea? Not really, because I feel very dizzy. So the first question that I have is, what is your favorite thing about having a podcast? I think one of the best things about having a podcast, and why I think, in my opinion, it's better than having a YouTube channel, is because there's no comment section. I think not having a comment section is one of the most peaceful things that comes with having a podcast. Yeah, it's just good for you to just have your own opinion on the episode and then just move on with life. And for me, especially, I'm the one that's, you know, putting the episodes out there, and I don't have to, not like I don't have to read what people have to say, because I love hearing what people have to say sometimes, but then I don't really care when it comes to like comments. You get to, I just like not having a comment section. It's the best thing. Next one says, who was your favorite guest to have on? Now, okay, before I even continue answering questions, I'm just going to say this now. With alcohol, whenever I get a question, I like to talk about everything I want to talk about before I actually answer the question. So if that's not your type of thing, I don't really think this episode is for you, because I just like to talk. So now, my favorite guest to have on. I do have an answer. I'm not going to be like, oh, I don't have an answer. I'm like, I do have an answer. But let me check all the people that I've, you know, had on my podcast first before I answer the question. Even if I do have an answer. Like, when I saw the question, one person came to my head. But let's talk about everybody that I've had a guest. I've had as a guest on the podcast. So the first person was Adugu. Adugu was, or is, the reason why I even decided that I was going to have guests on, because I was always like, I'm never going to have guests on. So Adugu is not even really counted as a guest, because Adugu is one of my friends. Like, it's not even fair for me to count her as a guest. Did you get? Then the next person was Azalea. Azalea is also one of the people that I kind of grew up with, so I don't really count her as a guest. But the next person after Azalea was Jemiu. I think that was one of the first times that I ever talked to Jemiu, but she just has a very, very, very cool energy. Femi, Jemiu, and Amira, that was the first time that I've ever spoken to them in my whole life. And to think that we were able to make a good-ass episode, and I felt very safe and very comfortable talking to them, was very, very fun. So when I say every single person that I've had, also Adeze, but Adeze is one of my friends also, so I don't really consider her to be a guest, but everybody that I've had on my podcast, both my friends and people that I just met for the first time, everybody has been a vibe. There's not one person that I've had on that I'm like, oh fuck, I shouldn't have had this person on. Like, it has never happened. And every time I finish recording and I click on the exit thing, I'm always like, this was a good ass episode. And that's just why I love women, especially because we just know how to, you know, be vibes. But to answer the question, I have to say that my favorite guest to have on was Ifunanya, because Ifunanya is somebody that is very, very easy to work with, and that's one of the best traits to have, like, in life. She's very easy to work with. she, like, it happened so quick, like in a day, we figured out everything, even with different time zones, we made everything work. And even when she did the women ask, women answer, she was so on point with it. Like, it was so quick. And she's very easy to work with. She's very funny. She's very fun. She's definitely very nice. Very gorgeous. So everything just adds on. And, you know, she was just the best. But trust me when I say that everybody else that I've had on has been amazing. Is that all the people that I've had, though? I feel like I'm missing somebody. Let me check. Okay, no, I'm actually not missing anybody. But yeah, everybody has been a vibe, for sure. Love every one of them. But I have to answer the question, and Ifunaya is just the girl. Okay, next question. Do you think it's a big deal when people wear fakes? So if you don't know what fakes are, from my own knowledge at least, I hope that's what the person is talking about. It's like when somebody wears like fake designer of something, like fake Gucci, fake Prada, I guess. Now, for this, yeah, I feel like I gravitate more towards unbranded stuff, like plain stuff. And I also, like, haven't really taken up interest in a lot of branded stuff, honestly. I don't know, honestly, especially when it comes to shoes. Like, if you gave me a fake one, I wouldn't even know, because I just don't really have an interest in that. And so because of that, I just go for unbranded stuff. Like, there's no brand that I'm like, oh my god, I really need to get a clothing item from this brand. Like, I just don't get that excited about getting stuff from brands. Now, this thing is choking me. But I don't really get that excited about, like, getting stuff from brands. Or like, oh my god, I need to get this Jordan 555567 Air Forces Pro Max. Like, it's just not my thing. Like, I don't really care for it. I'm also not a shoes person. Like, I don't really have that many shoes. I don't really care to have that many shoes. And I feel like that has shaped the way I view people having fake stuff. Because for one, I may not know. And also, I just don't care. Like, I remember when one of my aunties, like, she's a lot older. So, like, she doesn't really know if anything's original or not. She's just like, oh, this looks nice. And so she got me, like, these Crocs. They're not really Crocs, but then they look like Crocs, I guess. And she got them for me, and even without even knowing, okay, I knew what the original looked like, but like, even without really caring, I knew that they were fake, but then I didn't really care. And I feel like I just don't care. Like, I have the original Crocs, but I wear the one that she gave me, even if it's fake. Like, somebody gave it to me, so I would wear it, obviously. Like, that's like where I'm going with that. Like, I don't really care, you know. Like, the one that she gave me, I mean, I do wear it. It's not my house slippers, but then before I used to wear it out, and I didn't really care, you know. Like, it's never that deep to me. Like, nobody can ever bully me and be like, oh, you're wearing fake stuff, because I don't care. And I also have the original, so shut the fuck up. But I don't really care. It's never that deep to me. I don't care. But there's no point of buying the fake ones if you can just buy unbranded stuff. Like, I get you want to have it, but then is it really that deep? I don't know. But for me to judge somebody for buying fakes, I couldn't care less. Do you, and do what you want to do. Nobody gives a fuck. At least not me, though. So I don't really have a problem with it. I don't think it's a big deal when people wear fakes. As long as you're wearing clothing and you're not naked on the street, then feel free. One more sip. Sorry. Okay, next thing. Somebody asked me, do people ever really like each other, or are they just afraid to be alone forever? I don't know. But as I've grown up, or as I am growing up, I've noticed that sometimes with some people that I really like, as much as I do enjoy being alone, I would rather be with them than be alone. And that's a good thing. So I don't really think I'm afraid to be alone forever. I really couldn't care less. But I really do fuck with a lot of my friends, and I would rather be with them than be alone sometimes. So that's a good thing. So I really don't know. I'm not afraid of it, though. But like, I do like some people. And that's surprising for me, too. Next one says, how would your ideal guy approach you? Please don't approach me. I'm so sorry, but please don't approach me. Men, please don't approach me, please. Please, 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 please. If you text me, I wouldn't answer. You know, it's just like it's a 50-50 kind of thing. If you approach me, I may not even answer you. If you text me, I may not even answer you. And it's not even like a hard to get kind of thing. Like, I don't play hard to get at all. If you see me playing hard to get, I simply do not want you. It's not even hard to get. I do not want. I don't play hard to get. Like, I'm just not that person. Because I move on very quickly. So for me to be playing hard to get, it's just like, why am I wasting my own time? It's hard, honestly. I couldn't even tell you how I would want my ideal guy to approach me, because men talking to me just pisses me the fuck off, especially in public, because they just don't know how to read the room. But I think a good way of me starting a good friendship or potential relationship with a man is if we meet in a group setting, like a friend's kind of thing, like you come for a friend's thing. So in that context, I don't really see you as a threat to me and my safety. Sometimes, like, if I know my friend knows you and we're in a like friends kind of thing, then I'm like, oh, maybe he's not going to kill me, maybe. So in that context, I don't really feel that unsafe, so you can approach me then. But honestly, men approaching me is none of my business. And it's not my problem in life at this point. Can't even lie to you. Next one says, what's a social stigma you think people should get over? People not wanting to get married and people seeing it as a problem. People not wanting to have kids and people seeing it as a problem. Like, it's never that deep. And just because somebody doesn't want to do some things that you think is the norm isn't a bad thing. So shut the fuck up. Next thing is, what's one thing they would never pay you to do? Just to also like put this in there, after each question I spend like 2 minutes thinking, because the answers just don't come to my head that quickly. I think this isn't really a thing, but like something that I don't think I would ever do is like being friends with people that don't actually like me. Like, I have something to gain from somebody. I know they don't really like me. They don't really give a fuck about my well-being. But I'm still pushing it. Like, I don't think I could ever do that. Like, I don't even care what's on the line. I'm just like, no, I can't do that. Ever. And, like, not give people back the same energy that they give me. I can't not do that. So, like, if somebody were to pay me to overlook how I feel about somebody and how they feel about me, to force myself to be friends with them for what I would gain, I can't do that. I'm so sorry, I can't do it. Like, I just can't at all. My eyes are closing. Fuck. Bro, what if I just lay down here and start sleeping? Because I'm on my bed. Like, it's not difficult for me to just start sleeping. And my eyes are actually closing. Like, I'm trying very hard to open my eyes and it's not happening. Next one says, what's your favorite feature on yourself and what's your least favorite feature? My favorite would be my jaw, like my jawline. I never noticed this until I came into uni. Many people mention it, like a lot of people mention it. Even teachers mention my jawline, which is crazy. Some people mock me for it, which is just like, shut the fuck up, because I kind of like this now. I never noticed it before. But now I'm like, okay, I kind of dig this thing that people are like noticing. And I like the fact that I have very long legs. Like, my body is like 70% legs. And that's not even an exaggeration, or I don't know what I'm saying. But what's my least favorite feature? Should I probably be telling you guys this? Honestly, I don't really care. It's not that deep to me, but then I do notice it more than I want to. So my rib cage sticks out all the time. And it's sometimes very annoying and it's like so obvious, and I don't really like that it sticks out that much, but it sticks out a lot and there's nothing I can really do about it, so might as well just move on. It's not deep enough for me to actually change it, but I do notice it, so it's fine. Just took one more sip. It's like I'm intentionally killing myself, because as things are already, I feel like sleeping and my eyes are closing, but I still keep taking more. Anyways, next one says, talk about the stigma around sex, double standards for men and women. I hate men. Men are very stupid. But it doesn't make sense, honestly. I do, to some extent, get why people are more concerned about women having sex, because we are the ones that can get pregnant. But pregnancy is not the worst thing to come from. Having sex with multiple people, there are STDs, and those are crazy. But I don't understand the double standard, honestly. I don't get it. It's still the same thing for me, at least. And that's all that matters to me. Like, what I think, it's the same thing for everybody. The same way I would view a man with a higher body count, the same way I would view a woman with a high body count. It's not different. I don't think men are allowed to have multiple partners if a woman isn't. It's the same thing for me. But it doesn't make sense. Just know that we live in, unfortunately, a man's world. No, a straight man's world. Yeah. So people are obviously going to have very, like, different views on so many things, but that's their business, please. But for me, it's the same thing. Next one says, what do you think about men having female besties? I could have a male best friend, and with all honesty, or in all honesty, I don't see them in any way besides us being best friends. It's hard to say the same for the way the man is seeing me. So me having male besties, yes, I don't really care too much. If I had a boyfriend, I wouldn't really care to have male besties. But men having female besties is very off, because some men just don't know how to handle and respect and value their friendships with women. And that's just very sad. So I'm just not for it, honestly. And it's not a me issue, because I'm not somebody that will see my friend in that way at all. If I saw you in that way, I wouldn't be friends with you if we're not together romantically. And that's just a fact. I feel like I'm having like my speech is getting very delayed. Like, I'm forcing myself to talk fast, but it's not even happening. But that's that. Next one says, what's the most classless thing a person can do? I think showing off, or like posting stacks of money on your story, like public story. I think that's just classless, and that's just my opinion though. Do you? But showing off in any capacity is just like, that just shows me that you don't really have that much and you're kind of classless. Next one says, would you wish somebody a happy birthday that did not wish you? When it comes to people that are on my social media but aren't my friends, yes, because I don't make my birthday known to people. So they may not even know that it's my birthday, and I don't really post it. If I posted it, that's like a different situation, but I don't really post it. So I would wish them if they didn't wish me, because they may not have known. But if it's one of my friends or ex-friends that knows my birthday and they didn't wish me, I'm absolutely not wishing them. I don't care. When it comes to posting on my story, I post on my story when I have a memory of you that I really like and I want to share, or a memory with you that I really like and I want to share. I'm not the one to start digging up pictures of you to post on your birthday, because it's not that deep to me at all. But when it comes to people that aren't my friends, I would post you on your birthday if you make a birthday post on your Instagram and I repost it. But otherwise, probably not. I'm not the biggest fan of my birthday, but I do celebrate it with myself. I just don't think I'm the biggest fan of the social aspect or the social gathering aspect of birthdays. But I take it very personally if my close friends don't wish me. Because you telling somebody happy birthday is you saying, oh, I'm happy that you're alive today, and I'm happy that you got to see another year. So I take that very deeply. If you can't wish me, please genuinely fuck off, and I'm not going to wish you. Simple as that. Maybe no bad blood, maybe no beef, but I'm not going to wish you. And if you call me petty, cool, fine. But I'm not going to, because that's just very stupid. I'm the number one person that's like, give everybody back the same energy. And I would give you back the same energy if you did not wish me. Simple. I don't care what the reason was. If your phone died on that day, my phone died on your own day. Simple. If you weren't online, I wasn't online on your own day. Like, it's very simple. You can't not wish somebody well and expect them to wish you well. Like, that does not make sense. If I did not wish somebody a happy birthday, I would never expect them to wish me. Doesn't make sense. I take it very deeply. Not because I really like my birthday, because I don't really care too much for it. When it comes to, like, the social aspect of it, like, with myself, yes, obviously, I care about my birthday sometimes. Like, I'm starting to care about it. But to other people, I don't know. Like, I don't need other people in my business. I don't need you to really celebrate me because I'm doing it by myself. But something as simple as wishing me a happy birthday, even if I opened the message, like, a week later, I don't care. You should wish me. If not, I'm not wishing you. Simple. Very simple. And if you get upset, you're a very stupid human being. Simple. Next one says, who is one celebrity that you defend with your life? Nobody. Please, nobody. And I'm not somebody that gets surprised when celebrities do messed up things. And if you say that you do, then you're crazy. Because who told you that you know these people to expect them to be perfect? Doesn't make sense. So I wouldn't defend any celebrity with my life. It's never that deep, never that serious. And when celebrities make mistakes or fuck up, couldn't care less, honestly, do you? Next one says, do you think it makes sense for influencers to get paid a lot? Yes, I think it does. Because as an influencer, I think you want to grow your brand. So just imagine a brand pays me a good amount for an ad. And then in the next year, I go on America's Got Talent. And obviously, I become more famous and I win. Let's just say I win. Now, the video that I made for that brand, they can use it multiple times. So whenever I grow or a good thing happens to my career, they also profit off of it. So, like, it makes sense. And also, like, when influencers work with certain brands, it does make me trust the brand more, because I know that if they fuck up, I can easily just call out the influencer. So yeah, it does make sense to me, honestly. Like, it's just that simple. And if an influencer has a brand, I would buy from it just because, not just because, but like, if I want something from it, I would buy from that influencer's brand just because it's owned by that influencer, because I trust it and I trust that they are not going to scam me, hopefully. And yeah, the promo that they do is never ending. So if they go and make one of the biggest movies in Nigeria, the company benefits from it. You get, so yeah, that's that. Next one says, what is your most childish trait? If we had a relationship in the past, doesn't have to be romantic, any type of relationship, and we end not in a good way, and you see me in public and you start to form small talk with me, I will gladly walk away. I don't care. There's no reason for you to form small talk with me when we ended very badly. I don't care for it. I rather sit in silence and let everything be awkward than you trying to pretend like everything is okay and everything is good when you know what you did. So fuck off. That's one of my most childish traits, and I'm never going to change. I will walk away. I'm not that person that's like, can you stop talking to me? I will turn and start walking. So that's my most childish trait. Am I changing? No, I'm not. And I'm chilling and I'm fine. Next one says, who are your favorite male and female Nigerian artists? Male would be Fireboy and World, and female will be Tiwa Savage. Next one says, what's the one thing you looked forward to when you are an adult as a child? Is it the Aki, or did that not make sense? But when I was a child, I'm just going to be honest with you, the only thing that I cared about or looked forward to was me getting to order a full box of pizza myself. I'm sorry, I was a fatty. Like, I didn't really care about anything besides food. But yeah, that was it. And now I do that all the time, because whenever I order pizza, there's nobody to really share it with. So childhood me would probably be like, that wasn't so exciting. But it's fine. Next one says, would you ever get work done? Yes. When I was younger, I was always like, I can never get work done. Like, oh my God, no. But now as I'm getting older, ASAP. Like, I'm not too crazy about it. It's not something I really look forward to, but I do have some things that I want to get done. And if I never get work done and somebody accuses me of getting work done, I wouldn't care. If I get work done and somebody accuses me of getting work done, I wouldn't care. So nobody would ever actually know if I got work done. But I don't really think any celebrity or anybody on the internet owes it to anybody to let them know that they got work done. Like, can't it just be a secret? Why can't it just be a secret? So yeah, I would. Am I looking forward to it? No. Am I... Like, it's not that deep to me. Like, I'm not like, oh my God, I need to get this fixed. Like, I don't really care too much. But I would. I'm not going to now be like, oh, I would never. Because things can change. So I would. Next one says, what's your favorite social media app? Social media is getting very boring now, and I get bored very easily now, but I would say TikTok. Now that I've gone off TikTok for a while and I spend more time on Instagram, people on Insta are very sad and sick and crazy. So now I'm like, oh, please, oh, TikTok people are good. Because Insta people, they're very angry and they're not happy with life at all. They're sick and sad. So it has to be Insta. Sorry, it has to be TikTok. Sorry, my brain is not going well. Let me just take the last sip of this drink. My eyes are closing. I wish this was video. Let me see if my eyes are red. I don't think your eyes get red from drinking. I think I'm romanticizing this thing too much. Hey, Jesus. My eyes are red. Are you sure they're not poisoning me with this thing? Like, is this actually alcohol? Or am I being poisoned? Because why am I... Bro... I was using my phone to check if my eyes were red and the phone just fell out of my hand. Just imagine if I was at a table recording. That's how the phone would just fall out of my hand. Okay, more questions. Next one says, what's a very unpopular opinion that you have? Oh no, that's not the next question. Next one says, what's your favorite thing to spend money on? And what's your least favorite thing to spend money on? My favorite thing to spend money on will be groceries, home decor, gadgets. Like, if you tell me, oh, this gadget will help you to lift up your hand, I would buy it. I don't know why. I just like technology. My least favorite thing to spend money on will be delivery or Uber. I would rather walk and get it myself than pay for somebody to get it for me. I can pay a fuck ton of money on an item, but when I see delivery fee of 2,500, I'm shaking. I'm like, I can't do this. Like, this is not for me. I'm just very against it. I'm sorry to be that person, but I'm just against it. I hate paying that. But next one is, what's a very unpopular opinion that you have? Sorry. I think it's not a bad thing to want everybody to like you. I just think you shouldn't let it like control your life and make you feel less than, but it's not a bad thing. I feel like I know that I'm a very chill person. I know that I'm very cool. I know that I'm very fun. So somebody else not liking me, especially when they attach a reason that is just not my personality to it. Like, oh, she's so selfish. Like, bitch, I'm not fucking selfish. So in that context, obviously I get upset because I know that I'm chill. Like, I know that I'm a chill bitch. And I know that I'm a bad bitch. And I know that I'm a fun bitch. So somebody not liking me is like, okay, what the fuck? Where did that come from? But it's not a bad thing to want everybody to like you. Just don't let it like shape your whole life and make you doubt yourself, because that's just sad and it harms you more than anybody else. But I know that I'm a chill person, so I know that people would like me and people should like me. So when somebody doesn't like me, I'm like, what's happening? Like, you're going against the script that I have in my head. So it's not a bad thing. I know how chill I am and I know why everybody should like me. But some people just don't, and it's fine. It's fine. Next one says, what's a fact about you that most people need to know? Need to know? Do people need to know anything? You know the funny thing? I actually have read these questions before. Like when people send them. But I don't remember these questions being there. Is that crazy? Or is the alky hitting? I can't think of anything. Besides the fact that I hate sharing. Have I ever said that before? I don't like to share at all. Like I can give, yes. But sharing, no. Like I'm that person that I'm eating something. You take a bite out of it and I give you the whole thing. Yes, I'm pissed. Yes, I'm annoyed. But I'd rather give you the whole thing than share with you. I just don't like to share. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't like it. Sorry about that. Like I can give you stuff, but sharing, no. At all. At all. I just can't. Next one says, would you ever post your significant other? Yes, I will. And that's so, like, it's not sad, but then I hate that I would do that, but I will. But then, like, in the most unflattering, like, context. Like, I can't be posting good pictures of you. I have to post, like, the ugly ones. And I find joy in that. But I really will, honestly. I don't really care too much. Like, nothing is that deep to me. And, like, if, God forbid, I post my significant other and they cheat, it's not really a fuck you to me. Like, I wouldn't see it as that. Some people may, but me, I wouldn't see it as that. So, yeah, I would, honestly. I will. Next one says, love or money? If it's everyday love, like love I have for my friends, my family, myself, God, I would pick love. But if it's in a romantic context, I would pick money over and over and over and over and over again. If they brought the man that I was supposed to spend the rest of my life with right in front of me, and they told me that the money that I'm supposed to get is in the ocean, I would go to the ocean and find the money. I can't pick a man over money. I just can't, because men will disgrace you in every way possible. So I just can't. So I pick money again and again and again and again. And again, and best believe I'm that bitch that's like, money doesn't buy happiness, but I would pick money again and again and again and again. Because I don't even think their love is really going to bring me happiness. It's going to bring me headache and pain and tears. Let me take one more sip of my drink. I told you guys that I finished it, but I lied. I'm going to finish it now though. Because it was choking my chest and killing me. Fuck. Yeah, finish it now. That was fun. But there's one more question. One more and we're ending it. The question says, who is the first person that you would tell if you win $1 million? Should I shock you? Should I shock you? Nobody. It's not even because I'm like selfish and I would want to spend the money on my own. But then, why should I tell somebody though? Like how, why should they know the amount of money that I won? Like, obviously I'm not going to spend the money on myself alone. Like, even if it was fucking $1K that in this Nigerian economy is nothing, I would still spend it on people, honestly. Like, it's never that deep to me. I honestly wouldn't tell anybody. I can't think of anybody that I would tell. Like, why should I tell you? What's your business with it? If I want to give you money, I would give you money. Why do I have to tell you how much I won or that I won money? I'm just like, I've noticed this quite recently. Like, I'm not the type of person to like share stuff, like information about myself. Like if you have my siblings on your social media, that's how you know that, okay, I've traveled or like I'm doing something with my life today. Like I don't really think to share. And it's never really like, oh, I'm trying to move in silence. Like I just don't think to share. Like why should I share like information about myself? Like even when it comes to things I want to do in my future, I don't tell anybody, not even my family. Like, my family, they'll be asking me, please, what do you want to do with your life? Please, you're always inside. Please, tell us that you have a plan. Please, tell us. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. In reality, I do know. I've known since I was 7 years of age. Like, seven. I knew what I wanted to do with my life. And 11 years later, it's the same thing. I know what I want to do with my life, but I just can't be telling people because what is your business with it? It's not even like, oh, you can necessarily wish me like bad or ruin my plans. Like, I don't even think about that. But why should I tell you? Why? You know? I just don't like to share. Like, I don't share information about myself except with my closest friends. Like, there are like 6 of them on my closest private story, and I tell them everything. And not once have I ever felt like, oh my god, I'm sharing too much, because they really are my people. But obviously I don't really share everything. I just don't think to. And so with this topic of like getting a million, I feel like, first of all, if I get $1 million, yes, it's a lot of money. Please, I'm not greedy and I'm not going to be like, oh, it's not a lot of money. It is. But I feel like if you tell yourself in your mind that, oh, this is a fuck ton of money, it's going to finish so fast. Because once again, money is an illusion. So like, I can't be like, oh, this is a fuck ton of money. My life has changed. Because it would just finish a fucking step. I don't want that, but I won't spend $1 million on only myself. I'm not that evil. I mean, it's my money. Like, I'm allowed to, you know, spend it on myself, but can't lie. I don't think I'll tell anybody about this. Anyways, that is all the questions that I have. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. It was very long. I feel like I talked too slow, but then again, I don't really know because I feel like I talked too fast also. But this was fun. Would I ever do this again? No, I wouldn't. But then again, never say never. Yeah, and I'm tired. My eyes are closing. And now I'm hungry. But thank you guys so much for listening to this. Thank you for sending in. Thank you for sending in questions. Make sure you guys rate the podcast, follow the podcast, review the podcast. Do you guys, like, do you ever watch Lab Rats? What's the guy that was very smart? I think it was Chase. You know when he's doing his smart things and like there's like words on the screen? That's exactly how my brain looks right now. But thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys so very much. Please follow the pod, rate the pod, and I will see you guys next time. As always, hopefully, God willing. But this was kind of fun, but now I really want to sleep. I hope I don't dream about me eating chicken because now I'm hungry as fuck. But the only chicken that I have in my house is dipped in okra soup. And do I want to go and wash it? No, I don't. So I just have to sleep. Good night. Or bye, I guess. I don't know what I'm saying.